Hello and welcome to this week's Manx Footy Pod, sponsored by Conister Bank. For the 26th episode of the season, myself and Dave.
Hi everyone.
Are joined by Maroun skipper Kevin, snapper Druggan and centre-back Cameron Avery. Right lads, welcome along to Podcast Towers. Thanks for joining us this, I'm going to say lovely Friday because it's actually not raining at the moment, Dave.
Not yet anyway, but fingers crossed it doesn't get too badly tomorrow.
I think we should put a bit of, well, I don't know what this is called now, a bit of business. You've got a bit of a cough today, so if you sound like muddly at any point, that's what it is.
Yeah, sorry to anyone who I hurt your ears today, more than usual.
So. Well, I'd like an apology because you've been like this all week, haven't you?
I usually am, aren't I? It's just me permanently.
So is it a medicinal trip to the shed end tomorrow?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, if I was going to cover the around game tomorrow, I'll be having some monkey brains, which probably sort me out.
Before the match?
Yeah, oh yeah. Might make my match report on Twitter a bit more interesting.
Right, before we look ahead to Saturday's Woods Cup semi-final between Maroun and Castletown, among others, let's delve into the biscuits. Dave, I've been up to Co-op, that's where I've got a bit of sweat on. It's a bit of a hike up to Woods Cup the Terrace these days. Right, these are Maryland Thins. Right, we had Maryland... The bigger brother, didn't we, when Liam was in? Because we got told they're actually not American.
Yeah, we kind of thought they were. But...
Lads, do you want one of your delve in? These are light and crispy cookies, lovingly baked using a unique recipe, Dave.
I'm all right, thank you.
Right, it says, even it's got great to dip, dunk and sandwich.
Well, they can dunk, they've got their...
Dunking.
Yeah, Kevin's in the dunk there. Both are dunking. Right.
Well, good. Mm. Yeah, yeah. How does it rate compared to the originals?
I like them.
Yeah.
I think they might be better.
Big shout.
Big shout. Big shout indeed. Right, it's not just a big weekend for Maryland Thin Biscuits, is it? It's a big weekend for Maroun, lads. You got this last four tie against Castletown. So as I try and get rid of the rest of the...
You should have a cup of tea as well.
Kev, what's the feeling in the camp, everyone? You know, looking forward to this game?
We're all playing well now. Getting a strongest team probably this weekend we've had for all season, I think. Yeah, the lads are all keen, looking forward to getting started, really.
Cam, you know, we talked about it just before we started recording. Obviously, last time you played against these lads, you lost 4-1. I've been told it was the day after Black Eye Friday, so there might have been some mitigating circumstances there. But that'd be nice as well to get one back over them as well.
Definitely. I think, it was just unfortunate time and first time we played them this year and... Sitting individuals falling asleep in the changing rooms first half didn't help either. But yeah, I mean, we started off well in that game, and then it just caught up with us. They were a good side, big pitch. I've been really impressed with Castletown, to be honest. There's a few other good teams in the division as well, but out of all the teams we've played so far, I would say Castletown's been our toughest game, yeah. So.
But you have to say, your form since that game has been nothing short of superb, really. I mean, there's only been a defeat to St Mary's, is that right?
We did well that game, to be honest, as well. It was only the last 10 minutes they beat us.
20 minutes, yeah. But what's been the magic factor? Is it monkey brains pre-kickoff? is Dave and Keane slipping something in your tea or what?
It's been a lack of monkey brains.
Lack of, yeah, that's probably it.
I mean, we started off first couple of weeks dishing them out, and then succession rate just dropped dramatically, didn't it? So
we picked them up too much on the podcast.
I know, they probably get a mention pretty much every week, don't they? Around monkey brains
more than Dave Matson, which is.
And in fact, I went out the other night. I went into a well-known establishment on the quay that is named after a sheep, and I asked for one, and they didn't know what it was.
What?
I know. Then he came back with one and rum in. Now, I have to know, we're delving off topic, as usual, Dave.
Yeah.
But as a monkey brains purist, do you have peanuts in them?
No.
Oh, right. That might be a rugby spin, then. Right. I tend to have a packet of peanuts on the top just
really?
To take the edge off.
No.
We did have an egg.
Ooh.
Thrown in last year, didn't we? Or was that when...
That's off
beach. No, that was Sean when he's... Yeah. We had a young Sean Shimon. Thinks he's... the bee's knees everything, and he opened his mouth to the senior Maroun lads who like a drink after the game, and he opened up and said that he can do 16 Baileys in an hour.
Wow.
Which he did, and went to bed.
But
there was an egg stuck in one of them as well, so we had an egg in it as well.
Excellent. So let's go back to the upturn in form. Obviously, we jested it, maybe the monkey brains, but... You have put a remarkable run of results together. As I say, that defeat was in December, and you've lost only to St Mary's in the Cup. So that's quite a run. Because you have I know you've had the Oedipus moment, but you still managed to knock the games, get quite a lot of games in between that then and now, haven't you? I noticed Ash has now been moved up front. Has that helped? You know?
He's playing well, Ash up front. Yeah, he's doing really well.
He's scoring.
He's trying to find someone to play up front with him.
Right.
Because we are relying on him to score our goals, I think. Or the majority of them.
Well, I was going to say, Cam, you went through a nice purple patch in front of goal. Yeah, was it 3-3 you got at one point?
Yeah, 3-2, yeah.
But you looked, I mean, that, I watched the D&G game and the St Mary's, you looked the threat at set pieces. That seems to be something that's working well, really well for you. I know you're a big lad, but across the team, you know, you seem to be a lot of people that could score at a corner or a free kick. Or
yeah,
I think I've got throw-ins as well, where Cam's got, he's got a Roy de Lap throw-in, which we were successful last week against Foxtel. Actually, I think it was two or three goals came from a throw-in, where it was just launched in the middle. So it helps.
I think it is sort of, it's starting to come together now towards the end of the season. I mean, I know like there's been a big difference from last year and this year, and it's the same team. We've had the same team for the last 4 years, and then now we're starting to get some structure. You know, we've stopped Higgy from passing in the middle of the park and moved him up top, so we can't pass anymore. That's just taking this game up. Yeah, so yeah, it's about
there's players. There's players that have reappeared again. So like if Stewie Morris was doing exams, he's come back again. He's not been as he's not every week, but he's just started to help out. Sam Cubbin.
Yeah.
We just lost interest. He's now come back. So there's a good, strong team again there now.
Yeah,
so
Dino, he's come in.
Ryan Dean,
in the middle of the park, and he's been brilliant this year. One of our best players.
Even we've even got a young lad now, Tom Curfee.
Yeah.
He's started first team sub now. He's only just 16 this year. So he's been getting a few games as well. He's good.
So is that the key? I think he asked a question a bit later on what's one of the big differences. I don't want to sort of intrude on that a bit later on, but he's... You now have a squad, maybe more than a team, where you've got a few options. You've missed a couple of games, I know, in the last few weeks and stuff like that. There are people that can come in and cover that loss.
And
I know Sean was away the week you played D&D, and you had young, was it Henry?
Jack
in goal.
And he's the same this weekend.
It will, Sean's away tomorrow. Sean's back away.
But he's had a great season. I watched St Mary's, he's played well.
I take my half to him, it's unbelievable.
I think his distribution, I've said this before on the podcast, is some of the best I've seen. His passing from hand and on off the deck is unbelievable, isn't it?
But yeah, but he passes with his... I'm sure boggles me, but yeah, it's unreal what he does.
Yeah. So Kevin, looking back at the start of the season, did you have any aims? Did Dave and Keir say to you, right lads, we've got to be at least top four, or we've got to go for promotion, or was it
always? Yeah, they're always aiming to promote. Yeah, right. Always aim to win as much as you can. Unfortunately, we started off pretty poor, but again, I think it was down to we were lacking numbers at the start of the season, I think, and people away and injured and whatnot.
Is that Malou game midweek?
Game. Yeah, was it just 5-4?
5-4. Matty got sent off first half, but then you know we came started playing a bit better in the second half. But I think we just got caught cold.
I said that. Well, one of the new lads spoke to me. He was saying if we played another 10 minutes, we would have beaten.
Yeah, just one of those games.
Yeah,
but it's a game that almost sums up the Division Two season in a way, in a bizarre 90 minutes, isn't it? Because we go in, we often say it every week, it's a proper bun fight in Division
really
2 for those top six places. And as teams like Malou, who aren't in that top, are they in the top six at the moment? Yeah, but they are capable of taking points off the teams above them on their day. Cameron, you know, it is developing into a bun fight. You say you're coming into form probably at the right time. Is promotion, you know, a real possibility for you lads?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's what we want. We don't want to be in the second division. We want to be playing against the best players. And that's throughout the whole team. It's not certain individuals. We want to better themselves, and then other individuals are comfortable with where they are now. The team as a whole is starting to, you know, because we were all 18 and 19 when we started off together. 4 years down the line, you know, we're showing a bit more maturity and everyone's sort of wanting to...
I think I was 30, Cam.
Yeah, they want to... the goal is now to, you know, try and win the rest of our league games and hopefully go up to the first division.
So is Saturday's game a distraction in a way then? Is it just a good way to gauge yourself going into the last sort of third of the season, as it were? As we are, which probably shouldn't be the last third of the season, but it is.
I think because of the previous result we had with Castletown, you know, this is... geared it up to be the most important game of the season so far.
Right.
You know, it's the chance to get into a cup final, which we haven't been since
a couple of years,
first year that we formed this team.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, and then that would obviously then be a catalyst for the final and then the rest of the league. Because if we, say if we beat Castletown on Saturday, then we know that we've beaten every team in the league.
And you'd be favourites in going into the final, probably.
The run of form you're on. And I think if my Eric's book's correct, and I haven't missed out, 84-85 last time around won a Woods Cup, so they only won it twice. So this you've probably even that side. Kipper would have been, though, wouldn't he?
Was it there, though? No? Did Taggy not? Taggy might have won it in 90s. When Taggy took over, I think they. Did they win the league?
Was that Gold?
Was that Paul Henry?
Possibly, not sure.
Well, I looked into Eric's Bible today, and his Woods Cup was 2. I didn't know you might have won one in the recent years, but I think it was 84-85, possibly the last time, but I could stand corrected. But yeah, it would be a cup final is always a special occasion, and Easter, Good Friday, he starts off the weekend in Vansdale, doesn't it? So, as Cam, going back to the promotion race, who do you think will figure at the top end with you guys, hopefully, you know, come the end of May?
It's difficult to say, really, because when you look at the fixtures that are remaining, you know, we've, at the top sort of six now, we've got 8 games to go, and 4 of them against those top 6.
Wow.
And it's the same for Foxdale, same for Castletown, same for Pulley. So we look at the table now, and it could completely change 4 games' time, because they've all got to play each other.
Yeah, top 6 are only covered by 5 points at this point. I know obviously certain teams have got games in hand, but it just all points to a really exciting end to the season, doesn't it?
It's good for you boys.
Yeah, definitely. Kev, and last week obviously it was a good win over Foxdale. Were you surprised at the ease of that? 4-0? I must admit, I know, disrespect to you guys, I was a bit shocked it was that one-sided.
Yeah, no. When we played them at their pitch, start of the season, well, first game, the start of the league, we were lucky to get a draw, to be honest with you. Their keep Stewie played had a blinder. Just couldn't get anything past him.
I think they were a bit shook from what happened at the start of the game, and I don't blame them at all.
No.
But I think, you know, they will get together again, and, you know, when we play them in the league at home, it'll be a tougher game, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How big a factor do you think Billy Goat Park is in Foxdale's sort of struggles after Christmas? Because, you know, it always happens every year, doesn't it? They're going to be playing God knows how many games a week in the next few weeks, trying to catch up. You know,
10 league games left.
So. And the momentum just goes, and a buzzword that we've used countless times has been said to us, isn't it? If you're not playing for, say, one game every 3 weeks, it must have a massive difference.
Which is, it's probably their downfall as well, not played. Get one game in a month or 2 months. It's not great.
And do you think, conversely, that's where you've been lucky? You've been able to get quite a good run of games going, and that's, you know, why you're...
Possibly, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Is that much of a big game, us against Foxdale? Yeah. You know, it's sort of when you see big Premier League sides come into it, and there's a rivalry, or there's a derby, you always say form's irrelevant. But because I went down to watch the Foxdale Paul Rose game at the Bowl.
The game of the century for the Paul Hatton has anything to do.
And obviously, like, Foxdale haven't played much prior to that. Paulie played really well. You know, Paulie played all the football in that game, but Foxdale still came away with 3 points. So whether it matters or not, I'm not too sure whether they put up a good run and stuff.
So Cam, let's say, you know, things go well, you win the games you need to, you get promotion. You played St Mary's in the Cup a couple of months ago now. It was January, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How do you think that match, you know, is that giving you a gauge as where you need to be at? I know St Mary's are an upwardly mobile side at the moment. Alex has got them playing some decent stuff. As I've said before, they did only sort of pull away towards the last sort of quarter.
Just
round.
When they brought Speedo on, didn't they?
Yeah. And Brian Crellin. Not too bad subs to be able to enter the fray. But, you know, did you take heart from that performance, and did you think, oh, we can mix it in the Premier League on a weekly basis?
Definitely. Whenever we play first division teams in the Cup, we always prove that we can mix it with those boys. I mean, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, we played Russian down at their place in the Cup, and we were unlucky to come away. You know, we lost 2-0, but we could have had a penalty towards the end, and I think Burnsy said at the end of the game, you usually were unlucky not to come away with something there. Yeah. And, you know, we played Geordies the year before.
Last year in the Hossie Cup.
Yeah, it was last minute, was it?
Yeah, well, we were 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go.
Mm.
And I went off. We brought Paul Timpson on and that was it.
So do you think it sets you up, though? I mean, if you do go up, we've seen other teams like Douglas Athletic say, you know, they've gone up and they've kept themselves in the division. Do you think you guys are well prepared for that? You seem very together as a team.
Yeah, I think the difference between when we won the league and now is obviously that level of maturity that the players are showing. Everyone knows how to play the game a little bit more as opposed to just knowing how to, you know, play a nice pass or, you know, where players are going to be. It's knowing, right, okay, if we're in the last 10 minutes of the game, what do we do? So thinking about the overall perspective as opposed to just trying to play nice football.
And there's a lot of trust between everyone in the team.
Yeah.
And so it's a good point, though, about Douglas Athletic. We've seen them, they changed their styles when they came up. You know, they obviously, when they were in Division 2, they had the
Wolfie and Connor
and were scoring for fun, but they had to become a more compact unit. Martin Cowan's become more of a key figure for them as a target man. And would that something you guys would have to change much, your style, if you did go up?
I think you need a couple more senior heads, 20, 28, maybe, that age, who are decent players to help out. Because I'm probably not going to play next year.
Right.
Okay.
Breaking news.
I say that every year for but I think, a couple more older lads just to steady the ship.
Mm.
And then we've got the young lads coming through from the 16s.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Looking good anyway.
Right, on to the Twitter questions, Dave. Your favourite part of the week.
Yeah, well, we've Joey Andrews is back, one of our favourite tweeters, and he's an interesting question for you, Snapper. Would you rather have a shower with Big Gary from Yes or Mr. Larson from Happy Gilmore?
Tough question, that. For those of you, Mr. Larson from Happy Gilmore was also Jaws in James Bond.
Yes, he was.
Slightly better looking than Gary, I think. I'd go with Gary.
All right, there you go.
He's ex-Brown, like to see Gary.
Right, there you go. So that's the big question. That had a lot of traction on social media, didn't it, question? Agent Rashid's been on. First of all, Snappery asks, how's the mug? We're still missing a mug, which is... I think we'll have words with him in a minute.
Agent Rashid, he always says, how are the mugs? So he obviously hasn't listened to the podcast for a few weeks, which is a bit worrying.
Probably just kind of admit to himself that we've lost one of his prize mugs.
Yeah, true.
Yes, not bad.
It's not bad. A solid six. He says, assuming Cameron is drinking peppermint tea. No, you're actually on Bog Standard Builders, isn't he?
It's proper tea, yeah.
Yeah,
I had talks with the agent last week, actually, and we had disagreements over my choice of tea and his choice of chocolate bar, so I'm not surprised he's waded in with that question there.
So he's got a question for both of you. The first one, he actually says Snap Papa. Which is an interesting variation.
He
says, some say you have the bluest eyes in Manx football. What I want to know is, who would win in a game of I Spy between you and I?
I regularly play I Spy with my kids, so I reckon I might pip that one.
It's always good to keep your eye in, isn't it? Quite literally.
Yep.
Cam, he says, is it true you don't believe in snacking?
I sit at a desk all day. You just got to keep yourself trim. That's where the peppermint tea comes from.
He also says, is it true that you hate the sea?
Not fun, to be honest.
No.
Don't like that. Unknown feeling on your feet
Fair enough.
Not a big fan.
Do you like the sea, Dave?
Yeah, I don't mind it, you know. It's used for a few points on the way over to Liverpool, isn't it?
Early here first. You mentioned him before, but lads.
Yeah, Sean Shivens tweeted in. Question for you, Snapper. How does it feel being the second best footballer at work at Arden and Druggan?
Well, Sean's going to be third best then, because he'd be behind Scott Rotherham, I reckon.
Hattie, he has tweeted in, he says, what has been the biggest transformation contributing factors at the club from last season, which has seen Round finish mid-table last campaign, so it seemed challenging for a silverware this season. I think we already talked about this a little bit. I mean, Cam, you said you've just matured as a group, which is a big thing, I think we pointed out, you've got a bit of a squad now, which is makes a big difference. Even in Manx football, you do need more than 11 players, don't you?
Steady keeper as well. We haven't really had a decent keeper for a couple of years who can actually catch a ball or make a decent save.
Well, it helps.
Yeah.
It does help. So young Sean, has helped massively as well.
He said, how tough, difficult will this weekend's match be?
It's always going to be tough against Castan. They're always willing for a good fight, so just to match him.
Right. Needs to point out, he'll be reporting on this match, by the way.
Yes, although he had technical issues with the camera this week. Did you see that, Dave?
What's he done this time?
He said it was, I think it was his camcorder is not working at the moment. So he had to
time to upgrade.
Yeah, he's filming it all on his phone, I think.
Yeah, well, he was down midweek, wasn't he, for the St. George's Old Boys game.
Yeah, the massacre at the ball.
And recorded the miss of the season, but missed one of the goals of the season.
Yeah.
But
gives him one hand, take it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be up to speed by Saturday, though. He suggested to me he was making some sort of contingency plan. So.
Well, to be fair, he just used his winnings from Cheltenham last week. So.
Yeah. He seemed to be on the money last week.
Knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Have to get him some tips ahead of the Grand National, maybe.
There we go. Yep. Right, and the last tweet is from Mark Blair.
Hang on, just before you ask him, Dave, is this question safe for a family audience?
I'm not going to answer it properly, but I'll...
Go on in.
Can you ask Snapper to explain where the nicknames Popcorn and Peanut come from?
Well, this is... They don't do it now, like football team. Well, not that I notice. So, Moran, you always just have a night out every... of a week.
Right.
But it used to be like a fancy dress night. Right. So everyone used to always have breakdance nights, breakdances or 70s nights, whatever.
Right.
And this was happened to be, I think it was a breakdance night out in Peel. And me and Jamie Jockin were stood behind someone having our photo taken. And said person didn't know about footy.
Oh. I saw some brilliant was it video this week? Moran race day.
Oh yeah. That was for a night of the races. But yeah. We filmed our own races.
Yeah, with Nev's old VHS. It was you all fancy dress for that as well, wasn't it?
And copious amounts of ale.
Cam, you seem like you joined around about 15 years too late, really. Right, let's have a look ahead to Saturday's games while we've got the lads in. We'll start off with the GH Cool at Woods Cup. You're right there, Dave.
Oh, struggling a bit now, sorry.
Woods Cup semi-finals. Obviously, we talked about your match a bit already, Moran Castan. Dave, what's I was going to say expert, but I won't go that far. Your view on this match, Moran versus Castan at Crosby?
It's going to be a lot closer than the one at Christmas, no doubt about that. I mean, both teams are in such good form. There's going to be quite a few goals in this. I would not be surprised if this goes the distance, to be honest. Extra time, penalties. I think home advantage might just send Moran through.
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of a tighter pitch at round, lads. That play into your hands a little bit?
Yes and no, because I think we've got two sides to our game. We can play football, which we've done quite a lot this season on the bigger pitches, but then say if we need to, on smaller pitches, we've got the advantage of a throw. You know, we've got big fellas who can get up there and cause problems. So I think that... Yeah, we take both pitches, really. Yeah. So yeah,
I have to say I'm probably with Dave on this one. I'm finding it hard to split a hair between these two. So, extra time. Have you practiced penalties this week, lads?
Don't practice them.
You had to go a penalty last week, didn't you? That's pretty close.
So we have five that volunteer quite readily, or will Dave need to sort of put a few hands on backs, or?
No, I think we've got players who. You'll confidently go up and take them, whether they score them or not. I don't know, but they're confident enough to take them. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go penalties for this one. It's gonna go the distance. The George might have to put the chips back in the oven for a bit longer because I think this not George Crosby. So getting my local hostility.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this one's gonna go the penalties. Second semi final, Douglaston District v Paul Rose. Suggest maybe not as close as that one, Dave.
No, you know, Pulley will obviously start as favourites. You know, they're one of the better sides in the division. I mean, but they've come and done a little bit. They've struggled a bit with inconsistency. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you guys contributed to that run, really. What do you make of them? Are they? Do you think the wheels are coming off slightly, or do you think they'll bounce back? And
I think with Paul Rose, if they all keep their heads, they're all good footballers. But I think they just have the problem of keeping cool, and they. A couple of decisions go the wrong way, they'll start shouting each other or the ref, and that's when the head goes down a bit. But up at Douglas District, that pitch is a leveller.
Yeah.
They beat us up there.
Yeah, they did.
And it's not nice. No. So it'll be tough. I'd rather cast down at home, to be honest with you.
Really? Karen, we played Douglas in District not only a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? And it was quite straightforward. I was a bit surprised they didn't really offer much at all. And 5-0 almost flattered them in a little way.
I think with D&D, up at their place, Dave sets them up really well. Mm. They're compact. Mm. They don't give you any room. And that's where we struggled. Like, we all agreed after when we lost them up at Nobles Park, mm-hmm. we could have played on for 10 hours and still not scored.
Right.
So they were full deservers for that victory. But
I think Keir gave the kiss of death on that one as well, because he said their keeper's not a keeper. pulling off Wilkie's over, so wasn't he?
Darren Armstrong, he's known for his... He can pull off a cracking save with two, can't he? I'm still with Pulley, although... You know, Quick Lane will have the boys fired up for this one, won't he?
He will, and you know, they had a tough game against Mullery last week. They ended up losing 3-0, but prior to that, you know, they got that really good result against Ayr. And so, they are a bit of a cup team these days, aren't they? I know we bandy that term quite a lot, but no, I think they'll push Pulley hard. But I still see the visitors go through in this one.
Definitely be goals in it if you're doing the Manx bet. You know, both teams to score, I would be worth a few quid, that one. moving on.
You conducted a poll on this, didn't you, online?
Oh, I did, but I'd forgotten to check what it was. Oh, Dave, look at that, saving my bacon as always. So we asked the... how many Twitter followers we got now?
Two.
No.
My parents.
Yeah. I think slightly more than that. But we asked who we thought we were going to make it into the Woods Cup final. The result was 53% thinks Paul Rose and Moran. So the 36 thought Paul Rose and Castletown. There was 7% for D&D and Moran and 4% for D&D and Castletown. So lads, you seem to be the punter's favourite at the moment.
Been a disappointment.
So let's go into the Woods. Have a look at the Friends Provident FA Cup semi-finals.
Yeah.
Another two cracking games on paper, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to start where you're going, up at Bell Fletcher.
Yes, I'll be packing the windbreaker for Corinthians versus St George's. Now, these two haven't actually met this season, if you don't count discount the Eric Fletcher Charity Shield, which of course Corinthians won.
Yes.
Because of postponements, as is the footnote of the season, really. So Corinthians, St George's. Now, I would have said, going into this, after last week's Saturday's result, good 2-0 win at Rushen, which was the first team to shut out Rushen this season.
A huge result for them.
That Corinthians may be just edging this, but then St George's come along on Wednesday and hammer Old Boys 8-0. Now, Old Boys themselves had held Corinthians to a 1-0 victory only a couple of weeks ago. So, my head scrambled, to be honest, Dave. I think Geordies seem to be showing their class again and just at the right time.
Well, Geordies just know how to bring it in the big games, don't they? They always do. We talked about when they went up against Peel last month, and you know, you had Peel as marginal favourites in that one, and quite a few people did. But Geordies were so comfortable. I'm not saying it's going to be comfortable this weekend, but they just know how to win. I still think they'll edge this one, but again, it could go the distance. Corinthians, I mean, They're brimming with confidence. They're absolutely flying. So, you know, they'll fancy their chances in this.
Cameron, have you got to pick a winner in this one?
I'll probably just edge Geordies. I think it'll be close. Corinthians are a really good side. Quite similar in comparison to us, really. They've got a very young setup.
Yeah.
And they're all sort of coming to good. The right age now.
Yeah.
And they're all quality players as well. So, you know, they're definitely a team to watch over the next few years. But I think on Saturday, Geordies just edge it.
Stapper, another season of Geordies dominance, do you think?
Looking that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
People always write them off, don't they? Or they're getting too old, this and the other, but they always seem to be there. So, I think, yeah, Geordies might just edge it, even though my friend, Mr. Corinthians, won't like that.
Well, Geordies, Chris Bass, obviously, was missing for part of the start of the season, Chris Bass Jr., of course. He's come back almost like a new signing for them, and he scored again in the week.
In the week, yeah. He's a phenomenal player. He just never stops, does he?
Frank scored 4, I think, on Wednesday.
Yeah, not bad, is it? Pecker's obviously still chasing the golden boot, so he'll be fired up. Joey Morland went off injured, didn't he? But his replacement was Sid Batty, and scored an absolute worldie.
Yeah.
So, you know, Joey will obviously be a miss, but they've got the players that can step up, haven't they?
Yeah, this will be very interesting. Of course, there'll be tweets galore at Manx Footy Blog on Saturday afternoon. Dave, the game you're off to, across the other side of the island, Peel versus St John's. Western derby that we should have had last week.
Yeah, I was due to go to Maloney Cloy last week. Unfortunately, the pitch is suffering a little bit up there, so So instead, take two, and this is going to be a cracker, I think. You know, Rick Holden would love nothing more than to get one up over Peel, wouldn't
he? No.
But, it's going to be close, but I fancy Peel in this one.
So has Joey given you any insight to St John's Camp from his twin, Harry, or not?
No, not really.
Because they're up really well. They're doing well this season. Rick's got them playing well, and they're probably one of the maybe I would say arguably one of the surprise packages of the Premier League season.
He's made them really tough to beat, hasn't he?
Yeah, and they're scoring goals as well, which is always their problem.
The lad they got from UK, is it Whitehead?
Whitehead.
He was at Peel at the start of the
season.
Oh, was he? And he transferred on the new rules.
He seems to have come up from the UK, obviously. But, again, Peel, they've got quite a few really good players, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's just whether they can, just pull the other.
No one enjoys playing St John's.
No.
So it'll be a battle for Peel. It'll be, obviously a bigger game because it's semi-final, it's a derby for them boys, but I think Peel have just got a little bit more quality to get that result.
And Peel obviously been in the cup final for the last couple of years. They won it in 2016, wasn't it? So there was always an expectation with Peel that they should be there and from their home support, that they should be in the final, they should be winning things. And obviously that might weigh a bit heavy on the Peel players, but they're used to it now. And Dave, we've had the lads in early in the season.
They thrive on the pressure like that, don't they? So I think this should be a good game. I think it would be an interesting one for the neutral. There'll be a few full-blooded challenges going in as well.
I was about to say, I predict descending off in this one. I think they'll be reduced to 10, one of the teams, I think.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah. So, are we all Peel home win, do you think?
Yeah.
Just. Right. Canada Life Premier League, there's four games on Saturday. These are half two kickoffs. You should just point out that all the cup games kick off at 2, lads. So you just make sure that everyone gets
one less monkey being camp.
Yeah. So the half two kickoffs in the Premier League. Starting off at Douglas Royal versus Douglas Athletic. Royal still just above the dotted line, as it were, in the Canada Life Premier League. On the fourth bottom at the moment on 11 points. How many games have they got played? 18.
Yeah. So it's. It's really tight down there. There's 1 point covering three teams that are hovering there, so it's going to be close. You might get to watch a little bit of this during your half-time.
Oh, I might do, yeah. There you go. I hadn't thought about that. The multi-screen action on. I watched Athletic last week against Colby. They won 4-3. They weren't at their best, I think they'd be first to admit. They looked quite good going forward. Darren Shields looked lively on the right. The bearded wonder that is Danny Pennington's, his set pieces were on the money as always. They just look a bit frail at the back. I think I put in my report they haven't kept a clean sheet since November.
Not in the league. I mean, I saw.
And it's rare that Colby scored three goals in a game, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Danny Lane's a good little player, though, isn't he? But I think you said that Will Pal-Hulrich was playing further forward, wasn't he?
He played in sort of midfield, screening the back four, yeah. He's a good player. Him and Lee Ford, with the sort of the disruptors.
The combativity, but what I was going to say was I did see them play each other in the cup last month. It was down at Athletic. On that day, the Pinks ran out 6-0 winners, but I don't see it being like that this time. I think Royal have learnt their lessons from that, and they are fighting for their lives, so I think it's going to be a close one.
Do you think Royal get a win out of this, Snapper?
I've not seen Royals play this year, to be honest with you. Or Athletic. Who's it? Oh, it was Feeney.
Yeah, Chris Feeney was in charge of
the run. Was a good player, so I'd say he's got well organised, I thought. I don't know if they got any. Did he get any new players?
Well, they've got a very young team that make you look like veterans, Cam. The average age is about 16 and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, they've had so many members of the Ireland under 18 squad playing for them regularly, which has helped them as well.
Fitzy's 16 to 18 side, I think, isn't it? So they're a very young team. They seem to be getting to grips with where they are in the Premier League. We often say it takes half a season to get yourself up to that running speed. I think Athletic, under Craig Purvis, the new manager, he probably won't want me to say that, but they're sort of maybe there for the taking this week, and this could be a big 3 points for Royal.
I think so. It could be massive. We look at the teams around them. I mean, Colby are staring down the barrel, aren't they now?
Because they've played more games in their own.
Dafka, they're on 19 points now, so the pressure's off them almost, really. So, they could be there for the taking for Royal.
Cam, do you think Royal could sneak something out of this one?
They could do. It's good to hear that they've got a good young team. Because that's not something that you would have said about Royal last couple of years.
Four seasons, probably.
Yeah, it's good that they've got a good setup there, but I do think the new manager effect and just the, you know, they are a mature team, Athletic, yeah. and I think Athletic will win that.
It will be interesting to see. I would have personally have that down on my coupon as a draw. There we go. Right, Russian Laxi. Russian licking their wounds after last week's defeat. Corinne has effectively knocked them out of the title race. I'm just looking at the big headlines. You
chose. We haven't had any complaints about that yet, have we?
Well, I think it's fair enough comment, to be honest. You know, they've lost five games now.
I can't remember the last time a team won the Premier League after losing that many games. But. You know, they came up against a very good Corinthians side, though, didn't they? So it's not a terrible result.
They're at home to Laxi. Laxi have struggled more than most for game time. I think they've only played twice now this calendar year. So their first team. So we're talking about teams, runs, momentum. They've had none of the above, have they?
Mm-hmm. No, they got a win last week. They edged past Ramsey 2-1.
Yeah.
Joe Walters and Sean Gavin.
A really very late penalty.
Yes, well, Ramsey actually took the lead in that, didn't they? So
Greg Hepburn.
So well done to Ramsey on that performance. But yeah, Russian will start as favourites. Although you mentioned the new manager effect, Cam, but we don't actually know who's going to be the manager, do we, for Russian?
No, we've heard rumours that Steve stepped down. I haven't had that confirmed yet. And obviously Paul is unavailable at the moment. So who will be in charge at Russian this weekend is anyone's guess.
So. Yeah, so who knows, really?
I did hear it. Actually, Liam Cowan, I think, might be. Because I think he might still be injured anyway. So
A
man that's been there and done that in Manx football anyway. So.
Exactly. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out there. But I fancy Russian to get the 3 points and bounce back with a win.
Lads, what do you think? Laxi, obviously, Cam, probably a few of your contemporaries in that squad. They're maybe a bit younger, actually. But George Burrows and Joe Walters, another young squad. It's good to see, actually, in Manx football. We seem to have a new generation coming through.
Yeah, I like the Laxi squads. It's a shame about Fraser, Bourne injuring his shoulder and stuff, because I think they would have, had they played more games this year, because I know they barely played anything, they would have done a lot better. And it's a shame that they lost quite a few players. Yeah. During pre-season, otherwise, you know, they'd be somewhere else on the table. So, I do see Russian as favourites for this weekend.
I think if you look at what you guys have done around, you've kept a core of the team together, haven't you? So if Laxi can do that, there's no reason why they can't progress and go even better next year.
Snapper Russian I've started calling it very Russian at the moment. They're so inconsistent. They've got seemingly a blessed squad, but it just doesn't quite seem to click, does it?
No, they've got that. They've got nobody down Port Erin, is there? So they've got a good catchment area, haven't they? For
yeah,
be like Peel were really. Peel were the Western team, weren't they? But not now. Russian. They're always a good team, aren't they? Mm. But
quality squad.
Yeah,
brilliant squad. Look at the combi. Are the combi running away or
combi? At the moment, it's between them and Old Boys. So they've won 18 of their 21 games this year.
The combi.
You look at their team sheets and you think that's a quality squad. Like you say, maybe it just needs a year or two to sort of settle down and then
to make that next step up. Almost.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think we're rushing it. The boys are at that age now. We were touching on it, 27, 28, and they've been threatening for three or four seasons now to become that kick on. they almost 2010. They've done it. They did win the Premier League then, but. To me, they should be consistently challenging at the top, and they always just seem to taper away, don't they?
Look, the result against Geordies when they beat them 4-0 just shows you what they're capable of. They just need that consistency, as you say. If they can.
Must be a nightmare to manage.
But it must have been a bit difficult for them this season, because obviously, with Paul Jones taking on the Ireland role and stuff, and Steve coming in and stuff, there has been a little bit of chop and change in a way. I think they just need to stick together and step it up again next year.
Douglas Old Boys, High School Old Boys versus Ramsey. Ramsey have sort of started kicking a bit in recent weeks, Dave.
Yeah, they're threatening to spark into life a bit, aren't they? They got that win against Athletic, which has reignited their survival hopes.
We should confirm they're still bottom of the league, 7 points, so they're 4 off safety and 3rd bottom Colby, but they've played 6 games less.
Exactly, their goal difference. Obviously, because of that, but their goal difference isn't too bad when you look at Royal and Colby, see. So they're desperate to pick up some points. Who knows what sort of Old Boys team will turn up after the other night?
Well, yeah, they will still be probably punch drunk after that 8-0 hammering. Old Boys, almost the key this season, it must be quite they tend to play 3 at the back, but that had worked well for them. They were looking strong at the back, with anything. But then to concede 8 is an absolute kick in the...
Some messages on social media, didn't you?
There was some questioning about whether they should have stayed with 3 at the back or maybe altered the formation. But
hindsight's one thing, isn't it?
And I think a lot of it was only 2-0 at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Jody's fitness always comes into play at some point, doesn't it? And it's a big pitch down there, so...
But yeah, they'll be keen to bounce back, and I don't think that spells particularly good news for Ramsey. I think, you know, we'll come on to Dave Reed's weather a bit later on. There is wet weather forecast, so I think this might be a postponement anyway. But I think Old Boys will win this. St Mary's versus Braddon is the final game in the Premier League on Saturday. Now, key stat in this one that we heinously have not unveiled until this point. Stephen Priestnell.
Oh, it's because we knew the people spoke.
Stephen Priestnell currently sits on 299 Premier League goals.
Phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, so he would join the 300 club with his fierce rival, Kieran McNulty. Yeah. They play Braddon at home at the Bowl. Fancy his chances of getting a 300 goal tomorrow. I don't know if the club have got anything planned, maybe a banner or... And a skywriter or something.
I hope so. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Well done to Steno. I mean, it's a phenomenal achievement. You know, it just shows him and Pekka's class, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's since 2007 and 2008, the first season of the rebranded Premier League. That 299 goals is some going. Cool. Braddon, can we see any chance of a point for them?
It's going to be a long afternoon, I think. As you alluded to earlier, Alex Harrison's got St Mary's playing well. They're doing well. They've only got 3 league games left of the season.
Yeah.
So they'll be keen to get as many points on the board, obviously. I think this is going to be a home win.
Well, we've obviously played St Mary's this season. They should be... You gave them a good game. Is there any areas that Braddon could exploit, Cam? You know, they didn't like the long throw today.
I think Braddon are a really good team. Mm-hmm. I know they're down there in the league at the moment, but that's because, you know, they haven't played that many games. But it would be a shame for them to sort of lose the mojo from last year, because when we played them and against the rest of the league, they stood out by a mile, and you could tell they had that camaraderie and they went up, and you just hope it's not going to be another Jim's cruised the league for like 3 or 4 years ago, went up, lost a few players, and then just came straight back down again. Yeah. And it would be a shame for that to happen at Braddon. But I think Braddon is quite a strong defensive unit. They got a couple of tricky players up top. They got Connor. Is Glover
back?
Yeah, he's made his return. I saw him play down against Foxdale in the cup a few weeks ago down at the Bowl, and he played well, scored a goal. So it's always a bonus to have him.
And Mr. Twitter questioned himself. Joey Andrews had a good season at centre half, hasn't he?
So he's just a class above, really.
They're missing a few, aren't they? I think injuries.
St Mary's looking more and more firm favourites for this one. And Mr. Priestnell's 300 party could be in full swing.
Could he get to 400 this weekend?
He might. I think you might be being ambitious that day. Division 2, lads, there's 3 games to mop up. Starting off with all 3 of these games, we were talking about this morning. It could go either way. Foxdale Mills up at Billy Goat Park. Hopefully.
Flippers.
Win for Foxdale would see them leapfrog you guys, obviously. You guys are in cup action this weekend, so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, they will be favourites. Mills, I hate to say it, the season's virtually over, really, in a sense.
What a great performance last week.
Very well done, They pushed Castletown all the way, didn't they? It was only a late couple of goals that did it, really. So, no, fair play to them. And they've got 10 games left of the season, so obviously mathematically it's not over, but they're going to struggle to catch up. I mean, there's a 12-point gap between them and Youthy, the place above them, so you never know, though. Mills, it'll be another long afternoon for them, I think, but I think they'll push Foxdale.
Well, that's obviously, you've played both of these teams. Colm Garrity and Luke Booth, the two names that seem to be synonymous with Uni Mills this season, they've had cracking seasons. Colm seems to be forging a really good reputation for himself. Cam, do you know, can they dent Foxdale's promotion bid this weekend?
Possibly. That Luke Booth, he's a good player.
Yeah.
I think he scored a couple against us in the first game of the season. And I don't know where he came from before Mills.
He was at Governors.
Was he?
I think before that, he might have been at Mills, was he? Yeah, I think the lads, when we had Stephen Fox and Will Miller in the other week, I think they said he'd been there and got back to... So yeah, we had a breakout, what do they call it? Breakout season?
Yeah.
Breakthrough season at Governors. So, but yeah, he's top of the scoring chances, isn't it, at the moment?
He salted off Alexis Priestnell and Glover.
So yeah, scored 23 goals this season, which isn't bad because
it's dangerous. Yeah,
Mills are sort of mid-table at the moment, so. Yeah. I think, you know, this could be another banana skin for Foxdale, potentially.
Potentially, yeah.
I think Foxdale regrouped from last week. I'd like to say, I hope Tommy's getting on all right after his injury.
Yeah.
But, no, I think Foxdale, they'll regroup, and I think they'll get 3 points up at the Billy Goat.
Yeah, best wishes to Tommy.
Yes, yeah, we should point out there was a bit lengthy delay where he was sorted out last week. It was a bit of confusion, wasn't it, whether he was at Michael or Foxdale, but yeah. We can't confirm it was Foxdale he was playing for.
Yeah, it was a lengthy, like, half an hour wait, I think, wasn't it? And it sounded like a freak accident,
wasn't it? Yeah. There was no malice, it was just, it was one of them. But the boys made sure he was, you know, he was warm and he was all right.
After, yeah. Well, best wishes to him.
So Tommy, if he's listening this week. I don't know. I can't call it. I think I've got a feeling Mills could do something in this.
You reckon?
Yeah. But are you two lads getting Foxdale?
I think it'd be close. I might go with you, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to keep it interesting until the end of the season.
Yeah.
Onken, you see another two teams in that mix. Onken, just going about the business quietly, Dave.
Yeah, but it was only a narrow win last week. They only beat Ayr United 1-0, which is...
But it was flipping freezing up there. I was at Springfield Road, because we forget that Groves Road is the one in front of the NS. We've been, told off by the corporation ground staff before. But the wind was coming right across that pitch, so I don't know if that had any bearing on what happened in that, but... But still, they got the 3 points, and that all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they do say it's a sign of a good side if they could win. We're not playing well. I'm not saying they didn't play well, but the results suggest it was quite a close game. So, Youthy though, I mean, you obviously got up against Youthy this season. They've struggled a little bit with inconsistency as well. I mean, they threatened to run away with the league at the start, didn't they? But they sort of brought them down a bit now, haven't you? So this is going to be an interesting game, I think.
I'd love to see the 4-4-2 now, as opposed to how the league
works,
because it's just blown out the window, hasn't it? It's all over the place.
I think we said, you know, not wishing to, we said it was going to be hard to pull two out from that. The six, it was, if you look, I think you're right, Cam, if you look at the people's predictions, it was pretty much different floor every time, because
no one had us, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Well, that's fair.
Dave told me to put you as underdogs. So
backtracking
now.
Dave, was like managing media expectations.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what it's called. Doing a Mourinho. But yeah, so I don't know, lads. Would a draw suit you guys?
Probably. Because I think they're just behind that top four. So I think a draw, you know, 2 points taken off from either side, that would put a bit of distance between us and the top four,
Yeah.
I think Rykov though, they are just a couple of players away. You look at that, like we went up there, we beat them 2-1, you know, pitch wasn't great quality football, but you know, you've just got to get a result up there. Yeah. But you do get the feeling that with those boys, they're one or two players, maybe at the back. Mm. I know their keeper was missing, but they just got that sorted out, then they would be a quality unit.
I think we should point out that actually they've made a managerial change themselves in the last week, haven't they?
Yeah, yes. Harry's taking over.
Yeah, Harry, the famous podcast guest with his flatulence on demand, has now brought that to the dugout at Schoolery Gorry, taking over from Liam Christian, isn't it? I think.
Yes, yeah. Obviously he had done a good job, so yeah, it'd be interesting to see how Harry gets on.
Yeah.
We haven't actually played Onken. We played him in the Cup. We haven't played him in the league yet.
Right, because of the postponement.
So we've got to play him twice. Yeah.
Are they playing up at their stadium?
They haven't played there for the last 3 weeks. No. So
obviously you might be.
The Groves Road. So you might be have a trip to Groves Road before the season's out. The other game features two teams at the bottom of the league, Jim's versus Michael. It's a close encounter in its own way, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, they're locked on 9 points near the foot of the table. Jim's have played one game more, but all signs point to a close game in this one. But I know Michael lost 5-0 to Pulley in the Cup last week, by all accounts. I think they did really well in the first half. I think it was 0-0.
Probably had the wind.
But, you know, they've had a few good performances of late. So, and Jim's, likewise, they've threatened a few times. So I think it'll be interesting, a close game.
Kevin, who do you think you call a win in this one? Or?
No.
Draw. Cam?
I'd probably say Jim's win.
Right.
I know they've got that young up and coming 18-year-old goalkeeper who.
Mr. Grigin.
Yeah, he's actually 26.
Yeah.
And he looks about 60.
Former cycling superstar with Mr. Jonathan Grigin, yeah.
Yeah, I go for a Jim's win at home.
Win, yeah. Fair enough. So that brings to a close our look ahead to Saturday's games. Dave, now time for my favourite part of the podcast of the week, Comedy Corner.
I think as I'm suffering, you should be reading this.
No, it wouldn't be the same if you didn't read it. And then I derided you for it afterwards.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was a potentially pivotal weekend in Comedy One title race last weekend. Leaders Russian thrashed second place Corinthians 6-0. And Old Boys surprisingly lost 3-1 to Geordies. So it all but ends Corinthians' title challenge. Obviously, with 5 games in hand, the Old Boys are still right in it. But they can't really afford any more slip-ups with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you mentioned Russians, Comedy. They've got such talented side down there. So Old Boys, so it'll be interesting to see which way it goes. Old Boys are now 13 points behind, but with 5 games in hand, so you do the math, it could be close.
It's close, yeah.
While the first team Western Derby was called off, the Comby won. The honours went to St John's. They won 4-2 at Douglas Road. And also, there were big 12-1 and 9-1 wins for Laxey and Douglas Athletic, respectively. You've already mentioned George Burrows. He was playing down in the Comby for Laxey in this one and bagged himself a hat-trick. And Fraser Vaughan got 2 goals as well, so he's on the comeback trail.
He's playing at centre back, I think.
Was he?
Yeah, so
Mr. Versatile.
So yeah, it's good to see him continue his recovery from that shoulder injury. Combi 2, yeah, UQ have continued their relentless march to the title. They thrashed Foxdale 9-0, which was a bit of a surprise result. Anthony Bale, who's obviously helped himself to quite a few in the Div 2 this year, he got 4 goals, so it must have been quite a strong team.
Yeah.
And obviously, a big mention to Douglas and District. They stunned Castletown 3-0 at the stadium to move up to 9th in the table, I think it was. They got goals from Kevin Doyle, Ashley Humphrey, and an own goal. A special mention to keeper Will Gavin. He's playing in only his second game after a 10-month layoff, and he's kept 2 clean sheets in those games.
Get him in the first team!
Although, question marks have to be asked about his choice of headwear, because apparently he's wearing a Pokemon hat.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. That's the.
Wasn't that borrowed off a spectator?
It was, I believe, but still. Bit of a
Pokemon hat flipping. Yeah. Talk about old school.
The other games, United and Oncombe played out a 1-1 draw. Deacon Lombard, Chibnall, and Connor Dawson grabbing the goals. Both.
Deacon, we're told to keep an eye on him, aren't we?
Yeah,
for our Northern Scouts.
I think Oncombe can say the same about Connor Dawson as well. I think these are both talented. Just to look out for. So,
cool.
And the last game, Union Mills edged out Governors 3-2. Lee Sum got a brace and Ben Evans got the other. And for Governors, it was Daniel Thirlwell got a brace.
Daniel Thirlwell, former Maloo.
In the Comby.
Yeah, there you go. Right now, my second favourite part of the week. I'm sure all the footballers now tune in for this.
That's what I'm waiting for now.
Dave reads the weather. Cam's poised.
He is, but this is. What can I say? Actually, we've done all right with weather.
Today. All right.
Calm down. Don't get ahead of yourself. There is a slight chance of rain, but it's thankfully going to be mostly dry for the rest of today. Possibly a tiny bit during the night, but tomorrow the forecast is good. Dry and sunny with light winds, so we could actually be all right with the weather, but it just depends how much damage.
How many postponements do you need?
Four.
4 postponements. There you go. Heard it here first, lads. Any other business, Dave?
I think you've got a couple of things, haven't you?
Yes. Paul Jones, have you seen this, lads? He sent an email, I was going to say a letter. That would be very old school, wouldn't it? He sent out an email to the club secretaries this week asking if players who want to be considered for the forthcoming Almen FA squads to come to a meeting next week. Now, there seems to have been a bit of furore on social media about this.
Yeah,
people suggesting, why is he not just picking the team? I think he will still do that, but he just wants to see who's interested going forward, isn't it? Because I presume he's going to outline what they're going to do, the commitments he expects. It seems quite a normal strategy to meet this.
It does. I think a lot of the comments that have been on social media, people don't seem to have really read the letter properly. Because
email.
A lot of people seem to think, well, he's saying that people can just turn up and they'll be, selected. It's not. I think he wants to inform all the players so they can make an informed decision about the commitments that are going to be required. Because, it is going to be a big commitment, and it's almost a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he wants to know which players he can he can pick. So I think he's doing the right thing. I think you you found out that this isn't just football.
No,
thing,
apparently
is it?
Cycling do it, and it, when they're selecting their squads for the Island Games and stuff, you have to almost register an interest, because there's no point Paul picking you and then you're going, well, I've got work and kids, I'm not going to play. So I think he's just trying to get everyone to get their cards on the table, start off with a clean slate and take it from there. So it makes sense to me. If you do want to go, the meeting's next Wednesday, 8:30 at the Bowl, but you have to register an interest
by Monday.
Monday night.
Yeah.
And all the details are on our website, iomtoday.co.im.
Good plug. Any players from around that you think should be?
Like me, this young man here should definitely make some interest.
Cam, Cam and
Piggy. There's a good few young lads.
I think
not worth no harm trying, is it?
No.
I think it is specific to those playing in the Premier Division next
year. He should be on it, next season. He said, well, if you guys go up, though.
Exactly. So the way you word it, players capable of the Premier League, which, you know, it's open to interpretation in a way, isn't it? But so you guys are showing how well you are, so.
So, yeah, but as I say, I also would say that if you don't go to the meeting, I don't think it's a closed door.
No.
I think it's just he wants to be on this next journey with him, as it were.
As he says, he's pushing the reset button with this, isn't he? So he wants a clean slate for everyone. So.
Yeah. So that will have to be interesting to see who turns up next week.
Will be. Are you going to go down?
No. You to try out?
Either that or just to
you see the
same? I'll see your goalkeeping skills.
There you go.
All my best football happens around. I once I was down covering a game, and the ball went up in the air, and I pulled it down on my inside touch. It was one of the best first touches I've ever done in my life. With my pad and my pen in my hand, right?
Yeah.
Nev tried to sign me up. He came up and he said, haven't got any transfer forms. I said,
You command a hefty fee there, don't you?
I would, yeah.
A lot of biscuits.
Yeah. Or pasty. I'm not fussy.
You used to bring back pasty watch. You used to do that a lot.
I've lost a stone since we stopped doing pasty watch, to be fair, Dave. So I don't think...
maybe I should try that.
The other bit of any other business this week, Dan Hattersley, once of Castletown and Junior Island cap as well. He begins his new season with Geelong Soccer Club. Do you know where that is, Dave?
I'm guessing it's down under somewhere.
It's Australia. Yeah, they start their season tomorrow. So obviously he dallied a bit in the lower leagues in Halifax. Who else plays Stockport?
Stockport.
Was it Lancaster City as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, is it? So yeah, good luck to Dan for the new season. Maybe you might get some Mech support out there. We've got a few guys out there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, if you get fed up with the Commonwealth Games,
Head over to Geelong.
Tell your mates, Cam, you know, Ben Lee, jet over to Geelong, Western Victoria, I think.
Yeah. Quite a distance, to be fair.
Oh, right. It's not just round the corner.
Right? Yeah, not like the other man.
It's not like going to Peel, is it?
Yeah. Right, lads, thanks for coming in. Hope it wasn't too arduous. And good luck for tomorrow and the rest of the season. Hopefully we'll have you back in next year and we can talk Premier League football. Right, Dave, remember you can listen to... Well, I don't mind telling you because you have to live through it every week. But you can listen to all the Conister Bank Manx Footy Pods at audioboom.com/channel/Manx Football, including last year's podcast from around where we had... Gil and Dave Bruin, that was a very interesting and insightful podcast, wasn't it?
A few more stories in that one, wasn't there?
I think they might have had a couple of monkey brains before they came on.
Yeah, that might be one. Yeah, and of course we're also on iTunes as well, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah, certainly are.
It's shocking what they put up there these days.
Good plug there, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Right, we'll have to do it a bit earlier next week, won't we? Because it's obviously Easter.
Yeah, obviously we'll Good Friday.
Coming in on Good. Oh yeah, you'll be out
that match, and then you'll be at the FA Cup final.
Yeah,
hopefully if they go ahead.
So we'll have to think about that. But until some point next week.
Ta-ta for now.